What's poppin', peoples?
Hope you guys are having a beautiful day. I hope you guys remember that you are beautiful people. So the only possibility that exists in life is for you guys to have a beautiful day as a result of your beautiful peopleness. For this episode, I got the beautiful blessing of sitting down with Luna Isabel and Mercedes Medina, two of the only two plus size models that made themselves available for the Mercedes-Benz of El Paso fashion series. I really had a lot of fun making this episode because we talked about what it's like as a plus size model to go get fitted for fashion shows, what it's like to go shopping as a plus size model. And then we got into in my opinion, a great discussion about, I don't like to use the word great. A very interesting and intriguing discussion about true beauty, about finding beauty, about trying to be beautiful, about whatever the fuck we think beauty is in life. I really, 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 really pray that as you guys listen to this episode, as you guys just, develop your own thoughts on what we're talking about, hopefully you begin to look deeper and deeper into your own beauty and begin to feel more comfortable with yourself, because that's what it's all about, you know? Just being yourself and loving yourself and feeling beautiful, being good to everybody. You guys are all beautiful. I love you. Please enjoy.
To tell us, oh, you guys have to bring your own clothes. Like, go please and find, you know, a gown, go find XYZ, right? It would be extremely hard for us. Like, extremely hard for us.
To go
like 10 times harder than it normally is.
Yes. Would you search online?
Yes, but like, let's say they told us on Monday. We wouldn't have time. Right, so like we're kind of trying to, right, like we're trying to compare it to like regular modeling for other girls, right? Size 2. They go to the mall, they're gonna find
everything.
Exactly, and that's my point, right? So if I try and go to the mall, like let's say I'm going to a quinceañera tomorrow, whatever. I need a fancy dress. I would need to at least, like you said, I'd have to go at least like 10 stores at least, or 10 different, like like it's 10 times harder.
And then ordering online's hard because you can't get the material, you don't...
Wait, do you get your stuff tailored ever?
Yes, I do.
How frequently?
I get my stuff tailored. Depends on the item.
But you do it yourself?
No, I have a seamstress.
Do you really?
Yeah. Crystal and I have our clothes tailored.
It makes sense. It's because...
We have our pants. Our pants are tailored because our waist, like our bottoms are a lot bigger than our waist. Like, most of our pants are tailored.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Because when you shop a straight line and they're doing extra large, it's different from plus size because it's just adding more material here when it should be here, or, you know.
Yeah, like exactly. And then that was another thing too, like summer. It's gotten better now, but before I had a really hard time buying plus size because then they wanted to dress me like a grandma. They want to give me a grandma baby suit, right? Like all, if you go,
what's a grandma baby suit?
If you go and look at the plus size lines out there, they're one piece.
Where though? Because I'm a guy. Like when it comes to shopping, it's like I'm wearing stuff someone bought me because I don't even think about shopping.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Like where would I search for a plus size outfit?
Like before Tori, I like some Tori clothes.
Troy?
Tori.
Tori.
What's that?
Tolrid.
TORRID. But before,
what is that?
Maybe like 2 years ago.
It is a specifically catered company for plus size items. Plus size lingerie, plus size everything.
Uh-huh. But they rebranded because before it was like shopping for an older person.
Really?
Yeah.
The style?
Cluttered.
Yes, and like, that's their cute problem. Like that person,
hold on, so
that's my biggest problem. The fact that if I want to go out and buy a bathing suit that's plus size, I don't want it to be covered. I don't want it to be a one piece. Like all I'm looking for it to look just as naked. I just need it to be a little bigger so it can fit my big ass.
Why don't you design your own stuff?
That's exactly what her and I were talking about this week. We were like, we should just bring a fucking clothing line. Like we should just bring a store to El Paso that caters to women, to young women, that has like a bomb ass selection, that doesn't have just like, oh, here's a t-shirt and it's plus size. Do you know what I mean? Like actual like cuts, actual prints, actual
Do you guys know how to do that stuff?
Not right now, boo. but we can always learn.
We can learn, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the boutiques here, and we were saying, like, I love shopping local, and I want to support local, but no boutique here has
your size. And it all comes from Europe.
Yeah, we went to So Chic, and they have really cute things, but there wasn't a variety.
Yeah, it was like 90% of the clothes was for thinner models, and then their clothes was freaking gorgeous. There were sequins, there was patterns, there was all this, and I really like my outfits too, but it's not on the same level, right?
What do you mean? Oh.
Like, their level is like, damn bitch, I showed up, this is a fashion show, this is a fashion show outfit, and my outfits are like, I could have bought this at
Walmart?
No. Maybe like a Marshalls or Ross, something like that. Like, it's not like at a bam level with regards to their some of their other stuff for the thinner girls. Like, there was some outfits there that I was like, oh, I wish I could fit my photos into that.
Why do you call yourself fat? I don't like that.
So this is actually something that I kind of, like, I'm very comfortable with my size, right? And so I know that I'm not a skinny girl. I know that, like, it's just,
but like, why does that matter? Like, why does a skinny girl matter?
Well, it's not that it's that, but like, why can I call myself that? I'm not skinny. I'm not thin. I'm not, like, what else should I call myself? Plus size?
No, you're a human being. Well, I don't even know your name. I don't know you guys' names. I'm Obi, by the way.
My name is Luna.
Luna. Nice to meet you. And
Mercy.
Luna and Mercy. Call yourself Luna.
Luna.
I'm Luna.
Luna.
Like, I don't know, it's weird because it's like,
I can see what you mean. A lot of people do ask me, like, why do you call yourself fat? And I just think, like,
you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, like, I am really comfortable. Like, I can look in the mirror and be like, yeah, bitch, you fat, but like, I'm still bomb. Like, I'm still bomb as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it could be like, I don't know, it's like an insecurity of mine, probably.
Maybe. And I actually, like, I have, like, friends that tell me, like if I'll post, like, oh, like, when did I post this one? I said something about calling myself fat, too, right? And my friend, went on a rant about, like, oh, my gosh, you're, like, so beautiful and this. Yeah, and I had to tell him, like, dude, I'm, like, I'm not.
Really? Okay.
Like, I'm not looking for you to compliment me and tell me that I'm, like, otherwise. Like, I know what I am, you know? And I'm comfortable with that. And I think that that's maybe why I'm so free and open to it.
Okay. Have a good night.
You know what I noticed too, like, for myself? Because I'm kind of still going through my little journey.
Yeah.
But for girls, it's really easy to, oh, yeah, she's fat. And it's hurtful, right? But I think when you take it and you're like, yeah, no, I know that I'm not thin, or I know that I'm not a size 2.
And I think that
it's not going to hurt me, yeah.
Yeah.
And what?
I think maybe that's, it comes from, like, I've been chubby since I was a child. Like, I was bullied in school. I was bullied even in high school.
Well, on that picture of you when you were 18?
Yeah.
That was chubby to you?
To other people. Yeah. So, and that's one of the craziest things is the fact that I love myself so much more now, and I am the fattest that I have ever been in my entire life.
Hold on,
now.
So... And like, I want to, like looking at definitions, uh-huh. to you guys, what's the difference between fat and thick?
You could be both.
Yeah.
I think so? One and the same, yeah.
It's because I don't like, well, personally, I don't like describing people, like, in a negative way. But there's, like, this lady that I deliver McDonald's to.
Let me ask you, why does it have to be negative?
Well, hold on, let me tell the story. Because, okay. She orders Uber Eats, like McDonald's, every so often. I don't know how frequently, but like every once in a while it'll be me delivering the food. And it's like her door is open. Like, her front door is just wide open. She can't get off her couch because she's too heavy.
Okay.
So it's like that I would describe as, I don't want to be like fat, you know? But like, you guys I would describe as like thick. Because it's like, it's more.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's
what you mean.
Thick. It's volume.
Yeah.
But like hers, it's like, except it's not shape.
Right.
It doesn't have its shape.
And to a certain point, it's excessive. It's probably very unhealthy, right? If you ask me, I have abs. Like, if I work out...
I know you have abs.
Yeah, like, because I'm, like you said, I'm thick. Like, I have, like, you know, and it's just,
you got muscles.
Yeah, I do. I'm very short, actually.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I love working out. Like, I love working out. Yes. I enjoy working out, but it's like that meme where it's just like, oh, you can say I work out, but like, I clearly, like, will not say no to your motherfucking pizza or your donut. Like, I will still.
That's me too, but like, I don't know. I'm weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. It's just, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but it's very different. And I think it's just perception of the word, right? Because I think that also with skinny, like, girls who are skinny are, can be many things, right?
They'll call themselves fat, and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
I know. I grew up in that world where all of my friends are legit half my size, but they would call themselves fat. And there was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, thanks. You know?
And then, so you discovered you're beautiful, or you discovered your beauty at what age? You were saying 18?
That's when it started.
That's when it started?
What about you? I would say, like, for sure, like, till... It was after a breakup that I had when I was 20, so for sure by, like, after 21. For sure. I would say, like, well, like, at least, if we had to put a date on it, we'll say 22.
And it's more fun?
Because I have to work for it.
Everything's more fun now?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, okay, perfect example, in practice, when everyone's, like, kind of awkward, duckish, you're having fun. Like, you're just playing with your beauty. Like,
yeah. It is. One of the things that I told my best friend is that I'm able to be myself, and I don't have to pretend. That's the thing that really changed me, that I didn't have to pretend. I didn't have to act like
pretend.
I wasn't this person. Yeah, because, like, sometimes, like, you try and convince yourself that maybe you're not fat. Maybe you're, like, maybe you can be thin, blah, blah, you know what I mean? So, like, when I stopped trying to really, like, categorize myself something that I'm not, and just be myself, 100%, embracing it, just 100% me. Like, this is what I am, this is what I bring to the table. What I see in the mirror is what you're seeing, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that, like, accepting it at 100%. So, you tell
me. What about you, Mercy?
What happened?
When did you begin to notice?
Completely honest, I'm working on it. Barely trying
to get
there.
A couple months in?
Maybe
a week?
Like, maybe a month.
Really?
Maybe a month.
That's
I know,
cool.
When she told me that she was doing the fashion show, I was like, what? I was so proud.
But that's good, because it's like... So even like a month and a half ago, you never would have imagined sitting here right now.
No.
This is the fun part.
It's not... I'm very, like, quiet and reserved, and there's things that I want to do, but I'm like, no, I can't do it because I'm not thin enough, or, oh, I can't do it because what if they think this, and I'm like,
fuck up.
I had two kids back to back, and so my body, I've never been thin, like, always a size 10, like, whatever, and I, like, to me, at that point, like, I was like, oh my god, I need to lose more weight. And I'm like, what was I thinking?
That's what I was telling him earlier, that it's crazy to see how I'm the happiest at my very fattest. And when I was, like, thinner, where I look back and I'm like, bitch, you were legit thin.
Yeah.
And I thought I was a cow.
Yeah.
Like, I legit, in my
so
mind,
crazy.
I thought I was so fat. And it is all mental. Like, it's up to you.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
So, you know, all these changes are going on, and I'm like, oh, my hips are, like, a lot bigger than they used to be. My boobs are... enormous, and then, you know, have my baby.
You were uncomfortable with it?
Yeah. But what made me, like, really kind of snap, like, I need to get it together is because I have two daughters, and I don't want them to go through the same thing that I do. Like, so I knew that they look to me, and I have to believe it if I'm telling them this every day.
Uh-huh. Show us the video of your daddy.
Yeah, so every day, I have them say, I am strong, I am kind, I am smart.
Do they write it down also?
I am beautiful. No, they're 2 and 3.
Oh, nice.
So they're 2 and 3.
They'll just repeat it.
But they say, you know, I am strong, I am kind, I am beautiful, I can do anything, and I love myself. Oh. So this is my 3-year-old.
That's cool. Do they yell? Do you make them yell it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Every single morning.
Every day.
So I kind of felt like a liar. I'm like, here I am telling my kids to believe this, and I don't believe it. And at some point, they're going to be able to see, like, mom's a liar. She doesn't believe it in herself. How? Why am I supposed to believe it? So my older ones started to want Barbies and dolls. And it's so cool because I remember having Barbies and they were all the same size. But now Barbie has a line. I forgot the line, but they come in different sizes, different shapes.
Do they?
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Like, no, I don't know. Has a mohawk. One of them's a really thick girl. Like, and they want the different ones. And I'm like, yes. Play with all the different Barbies because not everybody's the same. And it's still beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. So,
we are.
Still going through.
Really? I'm gonna tell you, like, you'll always be going through it. It's like, it's forever. Because, like, in 40 years, it's gonna be like, oh my god, I'm 40 years older now. And I don't feel like I was.
I know. I saw my first wrinkle and I was like, what the fuck?
Where?
I need
right?
to touch. No. That one's just like if I smile. But this one, it's just there if I don't do anything. It's right here.
Really?
Right here. Because I make this face all the time. Right here.
It's in your imagination.
You're crazy.
It's there, I promise.
Like, trust me, it's there.
Yeah?
It's covered by my makeup. Hello.
Amen.
You know what? That's another thing that, like, I think we need to get better at is I always hear, you're so pretty. Your face is so pretty.
But you've heard that?
Yeah.
Someone told you that?
Oh, yes. People tell me that. Like, you have a beautiful face.
Really?
At least your face is pretty. And I'm like,
I grew up thinking I was ugly. Because I was like, I was always like the only black kid anywhere in school and everything. So I was ugly until.
How was that? Like, really? I don't want to compare it, but I feel like it has to do with when you are the fat kid, there are more skinnier kids than fat kids. So you happen to be, and I actually experience this now when I travel to other, like I love to travel to Mexico and I'm going to go to Thailand in 3 weeks. And I'm genuinely concerned.
What's popping in Thailand?
I'm going to be like the only fat girl there. Do you know what I mean? And like it's still, like I try, like even though I'm like this confident, like I'm still like, oh my god, like what if I can't like sit in places? And like you think like, okay, dude, you're not that big, but like, for real, like.
Well, hold on, are you familiar with like.
I'm like, I am.
I don't know much about Thailand, but I know like Nigeria's kind of third world country-ish.
Yeah.
So
Thailand,
I know you.
It is,
yeah. So it's like the people there, they're kind of like okay, I'm Nigerian. So like you to me, like you're beautiful. Like your body type is like perfect for me because we're a little bit like the past 100 years here in America, everyone's been like brainwashed to think like skinny is beautiful and all that other stuff, but I come from a different culture where it's like the definition of beauty is very much more different. It's like because a skinny girl is like they look like they haven't been eating, so it's like how are you gonna, what are you gonna feed my children with once you give birth and all that, you know, like it sounds fucked up, but it's yeah, like that's what I'm saying, like you guys have your fire, like the door is open, it's just experience different cultures.
You do. It's so crazy. But tell us your experience being the only black boy in school.
I just like, okay. So everyone started
when
dating.
When did you realize that you got it and you were not this ugly kid that you thought you were?
Like 25.
How old are you now?
Yes.
I was gonna say you like 22 now, bro, but you just told me you was like 25. Like, what?
Just one guess. Give it one guess.
Okay, 28. You answered it.
Yeah. Yeah, so like 3 years ago. But it was like everyone started dating in like third grade.
What?
Third grade.
Boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah, but it was like nobody dated the black kid. So
no
it was
one dated
just,
the fat girl either, you're good.
Yeah, so it was just like I don't know, it was like in third grade I was like, okay, well, I'm ugly as shit, but I'll just be funny and like, we'll call it a day. And then.
I'm so glad that you learned that early on though. Cause like, I feel like I didn't get funny till like I actually practiced being funny. Yeah.
I know, just like.
Like, laughing at yourself. Within like the last year, is when I like actually was like, okay, I'm pretty funny now. But like before then, like, God help me.
Cringe?
Yes. Cringe city. Like my humor was terrible.
I get you. I understand. But yeah, like, I was looking for a job. And I like randomly walked into, you guys know like Bazaar Models? Yeah, it's like right here. I like randomly walked in. It just said Wilhelmina Bazaar on the sign. So then I went in, I was asking like, what do you guys do? Like, what are you all about? And they didn't really say modeling. They just like kind of talked me into a contract.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, they like.
That's their lucky day too. Imagine like just him naturally walking in, like, "Oh, what do you guys do?" And they were like,
"You're hired.
You're hired." Yeah, was, like.
But I had no idea because it was like I'm ugly as shit, you know. So it's like.
In your mind.
Huh?
In your mind.
In my mind.
Because it's self-belief, remember?
Yeah.
That's what we believe.
But yeah, like hanging around them, like going to practice like every Sunday for like 2 years, and it was. You started looking at yourself differently. Like, because the practice was basically we do like runway, but we're facing ourselves in the mirror for like an hour. 1 to 2 hours for like a week. So it's like, and I'll go to the extra classes, so it was like 4 hours a week. And it was just like, you just learn to work it.
Start yourself. You learn to be comfortable. Yeah. That's a really good key takeaway, like just being comfortable in your own skin really goes a long way. It goes a long way.
Do you guys look at mirrors?
Do you get what?
Do you look at mirrors?
Mirrors?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hella bad, Milota.
I'm starting to again. I'm telling you, like, there was a time where I was like...
Huh?
Do you know what that means?
What did you say?
I'm hella vanilota.
Hella vanilota?
Vanilota.
Very vain? Like, into vanity? Vanilosa?
Vanilosa.
A little vanity girl? What does it mean, like...
It's just like, I will stare at myself. I'll be like, that bitch, you look good. Like, really? I will. I'll be like...
Oh. You ever notice cool things?
A mirror's passing, I'll be like, oh.
Do you ever notice cool things about your body?
Like what?
Like, I was cutting my hair earlier, and I was naked, and I was, like, noticing veins, and I was like, no way. Yeah, because, like, I haven't really been working out, like, to be honest. I've been doing, like, yoga for the past year, and then trying to get ready for this. I've worked out, like, twice in the past month, so I was like... But, like, I've been doing, like, more intensive yoga, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I noticed some veins, and I was like, no way. It's crazy. Cool. But do you ever, like, notice cool things?
I
got into that point.
I think the point where I realized that is when I started working out. And I noticed, like, what my body could do. Like, at one point, like, I used to work out every single day my legs. They're like rock hard. Like right now I can flex, they're not as hard. They're not. Like you can touch them. They're not as hard, but like they were like rock
really?
Hard. Yeah.
You do squats every day?
Not squats. Lunges.
Lunges?
Lunges are the ones that make
it. Animal. Animal.
And still through working out I like it's really great to see like what your body can accomplish, like what you can actually do. Shit that you legit are like, I can't do that, but like you can, you know. And it's great to see your body do all of these different things that you never even thought.
Do you feel different doing like normal things, like picking up like a suitcase and stuff?
Like, what's normal?
Well, like, because I know like when I was working out a lot, like handling suitcases in the airplane.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I'm about to tell you guys. So you know how you get those like 5 gallon jug of water?
Yes.
Okay. They get them delivered at my house.
Oh, the 5 gallon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I used to have to pick up with 2 hands.
Uh-huh.
Bend down, pick it up with my legs, right? You know when you like squat down, right, and then take it.
Perfect form.
I legit could pick it up with 1 hand, and I like bent, like did this to it, and I was like.
No way.
What the fuck? Like, I was legit so impressed. Like, it was the motherfucking 5 gallons full of water. Okay, it's not empty. It's fucking full of water. and I picked it up with one hand, and I did this. And I was like, who am I?
See, I haven't even been that strong recently, but I remember that feeling.
Yeah. Like,
it was like
this?
Years ago.
I did that?
What? Do you work out?
Yeah. Me and my husband go. We
lost a lot of weight, right? We've
been working out.
Really?
I think I've lost inches, which that's what I care about more.
Inches?
But I really don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you guys want out of the gym?
I'm so happy you asked that because I feel, if you're telling me that too, and that's how I feel about the inches, like when I work out and I eat healthy, I never ever focus on the number on the scale.
Yeah.
The number on the scale legit could not matter, especially because of how I lift. Normally the number on the scale tends to increase even though my pants
also.
And my clothes fit better. Like even though I look better, the number on the scale may not change. Like
the density,
at all.
And that can get you so fucked up. Because you're
holding on to that number.
Eating so good. I'm working out every day. But
legit,
I'm not losing weight.
No one ever believes how much I weigh. No one ever believes how much I weigh. They never believe me. They're like, what?
How? What's your weight?
Guess.
Yes?
Yes.
168? That's something I wouldn't believe.
I weigh 257 pounds.
57?
57.
Okay, I won't be in class.
257 pounds.
And I was thinking 180 would be too much. But I'm not skilled at guessing weight.
Like, I weighed myself this week because I had to go to the doctor for something. Yeah, so that's accurate as fuck.
How do you feel about the weight, the number?
I like to be at 245, and right now I am heavy because I haven't been working out, but at the same time, I'm not mad at it. I really like where the weight is, so
yeah?
I'm good.
What do you like about it?
It's proportioned differently, to be honest, because I was telling her, my pants still fit me, I'm still wearing the same size clothes, even though I'm almost 10 pounds heavy. That's normally a dress size up. I'm popping still, bitch, do you think? It's the same thing. Anytime that I work out, I will never ever focus on the number on the scale. I'll never work out and be okay, I'm gonna work out and try and lose weight until I'm 2 something. Because it's never, I could probably, I'll probably fail. I'll never get there because that's not how I work.
I've only failed at that. But, okay, so you both measure by inches. That's the... Damn. I just measure by, how I look and how I feel.
Yeah, that too. That goes hand in hand with the inches, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have my little measurements.
Those are the goals?
No, these are my actual measurements.
Updates?
Okay, yeah, so I'll just, update it, if it changes. This is also how I order clothes. Online.
Say that again.
Store with my measurements.
You have a picture of yourself with your background?
No. She has kids. It's not fair. I ain't got no kids. You probably have some art piece.
Why would you think that? Because I definitely
do yoga.
It's
inspirational.
Let's end this podcast. Let's hear your names.
Luna Munoz.
Mercy Medina.
And what do you guys do? What do you do, Luna?
I am a senior insurance audit analyst at ADP. And it's a very adult job. It's very stressful. It is.
Fuck adulthood.
Yeah, that's what I do. I have that, and then I also have a small business called Amor de Luna. I have accessories and eyelashes, purses, earrings, stuff like that.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. Amordeluna.com. And then I actually just got my shipment. I'm super excited. I am like a recycle freak, and I'm all about like trying to change the environment and saving our world. So I'll also be selling reusable straws. I actually found bamboo straws, which I have not seen here. They're bamboo straws, and I just got them in, and I'm so excited. So that'll also be part of my story.
I am a procurement manager for a construction company. Yeah.
Which one?
Mirador Enterprises.
Mirador Enterprises?
Yeah, we
and
do.
You
a
guys
lot of...
do storefront?
We do, but we do more government work.
Really? Like yeah. On Fort Bliss or?
On Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, Colorado.
Oh, so y'all are interstate.
Yeah, New Mexico.
International also? Like Mexico?
No, not yet. Maybe one day.
I
enjoy it, but I actually, so when I started this whole journey, I wanted to change my Instagram completely to like a lifestyle blog, and just to empower like women like me, to moms, you know, maybe more full figured, trying to find themselves. So that just started. So
I know she was like texting me pictures, and she was like, "Hey, what do you think about these?" And I'm like, dude, you look awesome. And I was like giving her tips. And I'm like, oh, like if you do this, this, and this, like it'll be even better.
So y'all met for this show. Y'all met on Sunday?
No. Yeah, her and I'm also a makeup artist. So I've actually done her and her family's makeup. Let me show you. I did her mom's makeup for Halloween last year.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
So you can do cool makeup for Saturday at the zoo?
Yeah. Like cheetah make like animal makeup you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Kind of, yeah. Depends on what it is.
Are you?
I might wear her outfit, which is like already all cheetah, so I don't think I should do more cheetah. But this is I did this.
Oh, how long it take you?
2 hours?
So before. So this is her mom. But yeah, it completely transformed her.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I also do makeup. So like the holiday makeup. I did these. And then I just do regular makeup too.
Is your Instagram?
Yes.
It's Luna
and my Amor de Luna. Also it's shop Amor de Luna.
Hold on, I'm gonna add myself. Okay.
Yeah, will you please?
Here?
Yeah, we haven't gotten a picture of our office together.
There we go.
Because we accidentally coordinated.
We accidentally...
I have to edit this out. Perfect.
It's just water.
The one that right here, right?
Yeah. Do you have Instagram also?
Yeah.
Let's all be... need this because we're just having great conversation.
I know, but I don't even know why you stopped it.
I don't know. I try to be professional with it, but it's like, who are you guys?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up? You taking off?
Yeah. Gotta meet up with Eric.
At Aaron's place? Alright, yeah, I'll meet y'all right
now.
Yeah, 601 Morgan. I'll meet y'all right now. I'll meet y'all right now.
I get the models that we need to show up.
Uh-huh.
But why do you think that the stores aren't being more inclusive?
They're probably newer to it also. Because I, like, in all honesty, I have no idea. But my guess is that they're newer to it also. Like,
well, I know in the industry in general, like, you're barely seeing it.
Yeah,
because
it's only been, like, what, four or five years or less?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Less.
I really have.
It's, like, within the last 4 or 5 years that it really
so
kind
it's
of
like,
fit into what it is now.
It's new. I know by 2025... it'll be a lot different.
Which is crazy because...
I'm trying to join the wave of, like, maybe being part of, like...
the leaders?
Modeling. Yeah, like, I want to do modeling for, like, plus size.
Really?
I want to want to get into it. Like, but
like designing clothing.
No, like modeling it. Like, do you know who Ashley Graham is? The plus size model? No?
Oh my god.
Does she live in New York?
She was featured, yes. She was featured on the, the first plus size model that came out on Sports Illustrated.
Let me see her.
But, yeah, like, she has been such an inspiration to me. Like, she was one of the people, too, that I feel like really changed my life. And she has, honestly, like, brought so much peace and positivity to my life. It's crazy. She's my idol. Yeah. One of them.
Have you seen...
But I love stretch marks.
I can't pronounce her name, but it's I-S-A-R-K-A.
Iskara.
Yes.
I love Iskara.
Iskara?
There's
this girl from New York. She's white, she has blonde hair. She does like theater, but she's a plus size model. I don't remember her name.
He's not talking about Iskara.
I don't know.
Because she's blonde.
She's from New York?
Yeah, try that one.
I don't think she does
theater? Yeah, I don't think so either.
Her name. No. I have you guys on Instagram though. I know.
When you find your sentence.
I will, because it's like, it's on the top of my mind.
Did you get someone in there?
Yeah. It's been super fun talking to you guys. Y'all are awesome.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. Yes.
Mercy, Luna. Wish you guys a beautiful night. Is there anything you would like to say to the world? Any type of message?
I guess just that even though it's an everyday journey, we have to keep pushing to find ourselves, whatever size, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all going through the same thing in some sort of way. And it's an every single day journey that we have to be intentional about.
I will say, be humble, be brave, be confident. And accept yourself and love yourself, and you're worth it.
You guys are all beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. I love you guys with all my heart. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.